You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today is Arthur Jones. Excuse me, Art Jones. His website is artjonesforcongressman.com. And we will take calls in the next hour at 800-313-9443. As I was mentioning, I'm kind of a historian, an amateur historian. I've written three books about what has happened in our country and throughout the world, about warfare, which I'm totally against. And I must say that African Americans did not bring drugs into their community to destroy the families. They were previously, in another generation, they were very family-oriented, just like any normal family. But somehow, they were attacked with drugs. They were targeted with drugs. And look what it has done to their community. Just the same kind of thing that happened in China, the opium wars. There was two opium wars. And so you have to look at history and find out exactly what happened, what occurred. And as far as I really don't care who sleeps with who, but there is food that people are eating every day that disrupt the endocrine system.
Deanna.
Yes.
Yes. As I was talking to you about these people that did my friend having to put out all that money, okay?
Yes.
All the Latin King gang banner.
Yes, it's hard. It's terrible.
All right.
It's not fair.
Now, it's not fair, and that's part of my reform. We should repeal that law that gives
Absolutely.
All these illegal aliens from whatever country, okay, all this free medical care at taxpayers' expense. All right.
That's right. Yes.
So that's my reform on the medical care. Right. The mandatory medical competency exam, and the establishment of a tax-supported medical catastrophic fund, and repeal that law that gives free medical care to illegal aliens. If
right.
we did that, we'd have health care, you know, a much better health care plan than we have right now, and Obamacare would be, you know, on the ash heap of history, okay? But right now, it's alive and well in Illinois. And that's a disaster for the people here in Illinois, all right?
Well, keep in mind that doctors have a license from the government to kill people. Doctors have a standard of care. As long as they follow the standard of care, which is set up by four entities, the hospital, the insurance companies, Big Pharma, and the government, then they can get away with murder. They can do whatever they want. As long as they abide by the standard of care, nobody can sue them if they have done what they're supposed to do. But they do have a license to kill, and 880,000 people a year die at the hands of the medical establishment.
Well,
so you have to figure
out. They say that every day 200 veterans commit suicide too. I mean,
exactly, because they're not getting the care that they fought for, that they're entitled to, because other people are in line ahead of them, illegal aliens. So you have to look at, okay, who's forcing all this multiculturalism? Whose idea was all that? Now, if Iraq had not been bombed to smithereens, if Libya had not been bombed to smithereens, people would never have left those countries. They didn't want to leave their countries. But if you have no job, no infrastructure, no home, your family's been killed, you're escaping. You're not just immigrating. You're escaping. And that is why war and pogroms are designed to get people to move from one place to another.
Well, the whole third world wants to come here.
Well, yes, of course. They've all been promised all the stuff that the government is giving away.
We can't take
in 65
to 70 million refugees. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous to even consider it.
Of course not. Absolutely. And as far as the wall, it's a wall to keep us in or keep other people out. You have to ask yourself that question. How about the wall? The wall in Israel. Now we've all seen a map, or most of us have seen a map that of Palestine before 1948, and most of that belonged to. It was. There were 500 towns that were decimated. The influx of people came in. They took over all of the orchards and the lemon groves and the orange groves and all the prime property. They stole it. I'm getting far off field. But
I dated a Holocaust survivor at Naperville Central High School, and he claimed that the Jews made the deserts blossom.
Oh, baloney. They were blossoming a long time before that. And you have to go back to the Balfour Declaration. That was all set up with World War One.
Right.
Okay, and
exactly.
World War One was fought so that they could implement.
Woodrow Wilson was blackmailed by the Jews because they knew he was carrying on an affair. They said, you either get us into World War One or we're going to expose your affair.
Yes. Yes, and it wasn't really an affair. It was an entanglement. It was stupid. And he fell for it, and he did it. But isn't that the way that they entrap politicians now with the parties at the White House that we've all heard about?
They use the same kind of tactics.
Yes. They get something on you so that you either vote in our favor or we're going to expose you for whatever it is that you've done, whether you're a pedophile
right.
or whatever. And there's certainly a lot of that going on.
Let me ask you this, Dion. I have a question for you. Do you think there's anything to this this Pizzagate scandal that we heard of for a while and all of a sudden just kind of disappeared?
No, I really didn't fall into that. I did not fall into that. There's enough evidence. There's enough people writing books about child rape and child pornography that you don't need to dream up some sort of like Pizzagate. I've interviewed people about this, and it's horrific.
I'm convinced that the Pizzagate is legit, okay? And that's another thing. We had the Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert from Illinois, as you know, okay? And he turned out to be a big queer, a pedophile queer.
When he went to Washington, he was a gym teacher, and he came back a millionaire. What does that tell you about Washington and the politics there? And they have lobbyists that are putting money into all of these politicians' pockets, and people are so corrupt they'll go ahead and take it. That's what I appreciate about you, is that you're not. I don't think you're corruptible. I don't think anybody could buy you.
Well, they did. They did try to buy me. I was offered money, and I'm not going to say how much or who offered it to me, but I'm telling you right now, they did try to offer me money, and I thought after 40 years, okay, I finally get to the point where I'm going to be on the ballot. I'm not going to sell that out for any amount of money. There's just too much heartache involved in this struggle I've engaged in. And I just told them basically to go screw off, okay? After that, then they were threatening my life. And, I've got
like I said, you're not corruptible.
On my back, basically.
You're not corruptible.
Well, everybody has their weakness, but money is not one of mine. I'm not a rich man. I'm not, money doesn't impress me. I don't care if you're a billionaire, you know? For example, Mr. Pritzker, running for governor, all right? when I went down to file my papers in a previous election, okay, we were standing there in the cold. This is December, winter, snow coming down, big long line about a, well, I'd say about almost a half a mile long of people standing there, and up comes this great big van with a big name, Pritzker for Congress. And the door opens up, and out comes Mr. Chubby Pritzker there, okay? And he immediately walked to the front of the line. They hadn't opened the doors yet. We're standing there freezing, and I walked up to him, and I tapped him on the shoulder. I says, excuse me, Chubby. I said, but the line goes back that way. And one of his bodyguards says, you know who you're talking to? I says, yeah, I'm talking to an arrogant, fat Jew, and the line still goes to the rear. At that point, other people started screaming at him as well, and we made him go all the way back and stand in line like other normal Goyim do. So that's just one of my interesting experiences.
Yes, that is interesting. I was thinking recently about Blagojevich. Because Trump may apparently let him out or give him clemency. But it was very interesting that his mistake was not that he was negotiating for political offices and all that stuff. And I wrote about this. He was arrested December 9th, 2008. The day after he publicly declared that the state of Illinois would suspend all business dealings with the Bank of America, the recipient of a $25 million bailout, until it restored a credit line to Republic Windows and Doors, which, without credit, was forced to close and lay off 240 employees. The governor apparently forgot who really runs everything. His indiscretions, attributable to every other professional politician, went unnoticed until he challenged the banks. Goldman Sachs, another bailout recipient, used $6.5 billion of our taxpayer dollars to give bonuses to their financial staff. So he was arrested the very next day after he made that announcement. So,
I worked for a home improvement company called Windows, Doors, and More in Bellwood, and we had a $500,000 line of credit with Republic Windows, okay? And when they went under, we went under.
See? See how it works?
We couldn't sustain. We had a lot of, windows. I sold a lot of windows, all right, vinyl replacement windows that were manufactured by Republic Windows. That was our number one window dealer, okay? And we couldn't fulfill the contracts because they were no longer in business.
Right. So it didn't hurt just those 240 employees. It hurt a lot of businesses that they did business with.
Yeah,
and so,
including the company I worked for, we had to close the doors.
Yeah, the power of money. That is what they have. They have the power of money. And they've had it for a very, very long time. And I've talked about it in my three books about the power of money.
And
how
by
they
the way,
exploit...
That company Republic Windows, was owned by a couple of Jews. And they wanted to move out of Illinois to Iowa where there'd be no union.
Oh, interesting.
And that's what caused the lockdown in that factory.
Well, the people with money have always exploited the people, the working class. This was true during the so-called before the so-called Civil War, when the entire South was exploited by the bankers in the North. They did all this growing. They were an agrarian society, and they were exploited.
That's
And that's what you were talking about this earlier with cheap clothes, cheap products from other countries. The reason that the U.S. military goes into a country is to commercialize it for the corporations in America. All these corporations want to further their business. And if you go to China, which I did in 2007, I saw
that Trans-Pacific Partnership that Obama wanted to get ratified, and Trump said no, he wasn't going to do it, and he's having second thoughts about it. All right? Most of those countries, those 11 nations in that Trans-Pacific Partnership, don't even pay their workers as much as $2 an hour.
Exactly.
In Mexico, all right, the average wage there has worked itself up to 80 cents an hour. In Vietnam, it's 50 cents an hour. How can these pitifully poor people in those countries afford anything Americans manufacture over here? They can't. That would have done and may do if we ratify that 11-nation treaty, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. All it will do is take more jobs out of this country to be exported over there, because the people can't afford anything we make here. Not at 50 cents an hour or 80 cents an hour.
And all the big corporations, the production has left this country. For the most part, all the production has left this country, and a country's wealth, a country's success and progress is based on what they produce. And you can't do that if you're flipping hamburgers. You have to produce something.
And
we've given up. The U.S. government has allowed corporations to move offshore, and so we have no production. We have no wealth. That's why we're trillions and trillions of dollars in debt.
I'd like to comment here about my tax reforms, okay?
Sure.
One of the things, I'm unable to change it on my website because the guy that designed my website, unfortunately, he died. His name was James Allen. He was a great American patriot, and he died of a huge cancerous tumor in his pelvis that they couldn't do anything about. It just spread throughout his whole system there, and he died at age 43. But he designed my website that's up there, okay? And unfortunately, he died with a password, so I can't change anything on there. But one of the things that's on there is I want to get rid of the income tax, okay, and replace it with a flat 10% sales tax. That's it. Not seven levels. Not four levels, not five levels, one level, 10%, okay? If the church could get by it with 10% tithing, and they do, the Roman Catholic Church is a huge institution in the world, okay? They can get by with the little people giving them 10%, all right? Then the federal government could do just as well. The reason why we don't have that tax is that, oh, well, how is the government going to function? The government will function fine if we get rid of all the fraud and overpricing in government contracts. President Reagan, for example, he came up with a thing called the Grace Commission, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And they came up with over 4,000 recommendations on how to save money in the federal government. But none of that got enacted, okay? None of it got enacted. Imagine that. They said we could save a couple hundred billion dollars a year with those 4,000 recommendations. Well, I think we ought to renew that Grace Commission and take some of those recommendations, and make them, policy, all right? That would clean up the so-called swamp that Trump was talking about, okay? Now, getting back to the people that I am trying to reach here with my campaign, I recommend that if you're working a minimum wage job or a part-time job, okay, and you're only getting paid the minimum wage, all right, you shouldn't have to pay any taxes. Come on, the government isn't going to go broke because, some guy working at McDonald's or Burger King or Kentucky Fried Chicken doesn't pay taxes, all right? So no taxes on minimum wage or part-time workers, and no taxes on their tips. They do a good job, and you want to tip them? Fine, they should be able to keep all of that money, all right? No taxes on anybody that has a full-time job and they're willing to work overtime, okay? They should keep all that overtime for themselves, all right?
Okay,
and the only taxes you should pay would be
We need to take a real quick, excuse me, 3-minute break. We'll be right back. Hold that thought.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. Excuse me, welcome back. My guest today is Arthur Jones. His website is artjonesforcongressman.com. We will take calls in the next hour at 800-313-9443. I invite you to chat in the chat room, which is spingola.chatango.com. You were talking about, I was reading some things during the break.
Yeah, I was talking about my tax reform. Okay?
Right, taxes.
You go to my website, all right, and that's just Google, you know, Art Jones for Congress, and it'll take you right to it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you go down on the thing where it says issues, all right? Scroll down there, and I'm talking about a 10% national sales tax. They say, oh, no, that's repressive. Okay? Well, the government does have to have money for its services, all right? But if we clean up all the corruption, that's a big if.
What services? What would happen? If Washington, D.C.
shut down.
We get
rid of the overpriced defense contractors and things like this, okay, we can easily absorb a 10% sales tax in our economy, all right? I mean, we're talking, what, 10 cents on each dollar? That's nothing, okay? And if it'll, but people that don't have a full-time job, they would have the benefit. bonus to the working people there, okay? But it'd be a permanent arrangement. You're working part-time or working minimum wage, you would pay no taxes. Now, no one's going to stay in that situation indefinitely. You're going to want to move up and get a better-paying job where you would be paying taxes, but at the same time, you'd be improving your lifestyle, all right? And you'd be able to provide better for your family. But for young people starting out in the workforce, you know, I remember when I worked at McDonald's, I started working at $1.10 an hour, and then I worked my way up to $1.25 an hour, okay? But the government was taking taxes out of that piddly little wage that I was earning. And I really resented it. I thought, my God, you know, do you really need that money? Okay? So I identify with young people here that are trying to, you know, get along in life on a minimum wage job. Maybe some of them have got a young family, and they need more than what that minimum wage job is providing. Well, this way, instead of demanding $15 an hour from your employer, which is going to land you on the unemployment line, okay, this way you would get an increase in your wages. Everything that you are paid, you would keep, okay, without going to your employer and demanding that he give you more, all right? Maybe he can't afford to give you more, okay? Maybe he's got expenses that he has to meet that you aren't aware of. But this way, you would get, and I say you, I'm talking collectively, young people here would get an opportunity to make everything, you know, everything that they earn, they would keep with no taxes, all right? And then when they're able to find a better job after they've acquired work experience, which employers look for, then, you know, they would move into a better position. And that would be, for example, the vocational trade scholarships that I recommend, okay, where you can learn a useful trade instead of spending 4 years in a Marxist college where you're submitted to brainwashing and learn to hate your own race and your culture and your religion and everything your parents try to instill in you, okay, you would learn a useful skill that can help rebuild our country, okay? So that's the way I want people to understand my platform. It's designed to help people that are having a hard time, people that are out of work, people on food stamps, things like this, okay? They're just getting by. My reforms, I believe, will help everybody, you know, rise in this country, okay? And get rid of this idea that every kid has to go to college. And you sign for a $20,000 or $30,000 worth of student loans, and you've effectively enslaved yourself for the next 30 years paying those loans off.
Absolutely,
that is a crime against an entire generation, in my judgment. Okay, and so I'm trying to reach young people, with these reforms, and the Republican Party doesn't want that. All right. They look to the illegal aliens as a source of cheap labor, okay? To say,
that's
oh,
right.
The job that Americans won't perform. Well, no,
that's
Americans
right.
and work as slaves for peanuts, but the peons coming across the border, they're willing to take those jobs and work at whatever cheap rate the employers want to pay them,
well,
all right?
Okay, Art, we do have to cut for a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Art Jones. His website is artjonesforcongressman.com. We will take calls in the next hour at 800-313-9443. We invite you to visit the chat room. That is spingola.chatango.com. And this income tax, certainly the government does not need anybody's money. The government should be able to handle the government is oversized. If Washington, D.C. shut down, seriously, how would that hurt us? And since the government, actually, the American government, complicit with well-connected corporations since the so-called Civil War, the first modern example of a total war with the slaughter of unarmed civilians, continues to wage war and destruction. Lincoln's Revolutionary War, supported by Marx and Engels, caused the deaths of at least 618,222 people and perhaps as many as 700,000 people, including about 50,000 Confederate soldiers. Civilians. Soldiers who were fighting, dying, and killing during that war were in training for future wars. If Americans could kill fellow non-combatant citizens, then they would use force against foreign citizens on behalf of the government to coerce submission and change. And that is what we have. And we can see, excuse me, we can see the devastating results in our own country. You're talking about income tax, and you're talking about things that are destroying the youth. Seriously, a person, unless they have an actual skill, they're not going to be able to get a job. You need to have something that you know how to do, whether you're an electrician, a plumber, or whatever. You can make money from the skills that you learn. So vocational school is a much better idea than spending years in college and then not being able to get a job in the field that you prepared for.
Exactly. We have the most educated unemployed class in the world.
Yes.
Crying shame. I mean, my brother never went to college. I did. And he's on his second wife and his third house. And I've never owned a house in my life. All right? I've always been an apartment dweller, okay? Because of my political activities, I figured I don't want a 30-year mortgage to tie me down. I just pick up and go if I have to, all right? That's my lifestyle. But his, you know, he never went to college. But he went to work for the Wisconsin Power and Light Company as a lineman and worked his way up to being a foreman. And then after that, he retired. So he's made the shade, you know. He had a piece of land. He sold it for $1 million, 88 acres of prime Wisconsin farmland. And he's set for life. And I'm still struggling here just to make a dent in the political process here in the state of Illinois. So it's a big myth that you can't make it without going to college, okay? I mean, all college is, as far as I'm concerned, is a factory for Marxist claptrap. That's all it is. You don't really learn any really valuable skills unless you're a doctor or a lawyer. And I think we have plenty of lawyers, but we're short on doctors, all right?
Right. Excuse me. And a lot of them serve in Congress, even though the original 13th Amendment said that no lawyer could serve in Congress, no person of title. And yet a lot of those people are lawyers.
Well, I know you're not a big fan of Abraham Lincoln, but he never went to college either. He turned out to be quite a crackerjack lawyer. But listen, I'd
well,
like to take...
They didn't have the colleges that we have now, and he interned, and I have I don't have any respect for him at all. Sorry.
I'd like to take, if it's possible, I'd like to take some calls, if I could.
Sure. We usually do that in the third hour, but we can open the phone lines now. And that number that you may call in is 800-313-9443. So, we'll take some calls. As far as, let me give some figures for warfare. And as I mentioned, the so-called Civil War was the first total warfare. In other words, before war was fought out in a field, you had two opposing military groups fighting against each other. But in the so-called Civil War, it was all different. Everything was open. The citizens were raped, killed, slaughtered. All the production was slaughtered, or all the production was destroyed. Barns were burnt down. They killed cats, dogs. They killed everything in their path. And of course, we've all heard about Sherman's March to the Sea. And this happened during that so-called Civil War. And the total war, as I said, the Civil War was first so-called total war. And since that time, when you look at the numbers, and the numbers, we're talking about the Spanish-American War, two world wars, Korea, Vietnam, First Gulf War, the current wars in the Middle East, And those wars don't include the bombings in the Baltic and elsewhere, or the CIA's covert warfare, wherein millions of people died. In the First World War, soldiers killed 9,911,000 people in action, and wounded 21,219,500 people, while 7,750,000 people were missing, in action for a total of 38,880,500. In the Second World War, there were over 24 million military deaths and 49 million civilian deaths, totaling 73 million deaths, not including the number of wounded or missing. That is 82,911 deaths in two world wars, not including the 28,965,000 people who were missing from World War One. Now, that's a lot of people that were killed. And well, that started with Lincoln's war.
Yeah.
Okay, he set the pattern.
Yeah.
All those statistics will pale if we have an atomic war. And that's
right.
What I'm trying to avoid.
Right. Absolutely. You're right.
You mentioned Civil War. I'm not sure if a lot of your listeners are aware of this, but during the Civil War, you had a situation where in the South, you had the Secretary of the Treasury, his name was Judah P. Benjamin, who is a Jew. And in
yes.
the North, you had an agent of the Rothschilds also, and his name was August Belmont.
Right.
Now, isn't that interesting? And during World War One, you also had the situation, and I brought this up with a college professor when I was at UW-Whitewater and got thrown out of the class for my efforts there. But the Rothschilds were on both sides of World War One.
Of course.
They were on the side of the Germans, they were on the side of the English and the French, and the other Jews worked to bring America into the war, okay, so the Balfour Declaration could be fulfilled.
Right.
For the benefit of the Jews.
Now, Belmont's name was August Schoenberg.
I brought that up in a history course I was taking there at UW-Whitewater, and the professor just got absolutely apocalyptic, okay? And he told me, that's a lot of anti-Semitic nonsense. He said, please leave my class, Mr. Jones. And he flunked me. I had to take a course on sociology to make up for the history course that I got an F in. Imagine that?
Well, that is because the educational system was taken over by the Carnegie Foundation and the tax-exempt Rockefeller Foundation, and they resolved to regulate domestic education, and that's what they did. And they also institutionalized history, and they formed the nucleus of the American Historical Association, which was founded by Andrew D. White, a member of the Order of Skull and Bones, also known as the Brotherhood of Death. So you have these people who are telling us what history is. But accurate history is not taught in schools. And obviously you found that out the hard way. Okay.
Yeah.
We do have some callers. Let's take Paul in Illinois. Paul, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Great show, Deanna. Excellent points. And, you know, these traitors in Congress that just suck up to AIPAC, it's sickening. The platform that you're talking about is America First. Hey, I wanted to touch on a couple of things real quick. Here in Illinois, you know, that Schedule M, where the Jews get an exemption for the Allah hoax, is that something in every state, do you know, or is it just here in Illinois?
Art, are you there?
I didn't quite hear the question. It was kind of muffled.
Yes, I was asking about the Schedule M on the Illinois tax return for the Holocaust survivors. Do you know if that is in every state where they get that exemption?
I don't know if it's in every state. I do know it's in Illinois, though.
Okay. And
I think it's an outbreak.
It's true also. Yes.
If you survived a communist concentration camp, a so-called gulag that Solzhenitsyn wrote about, you don't get any tax benefits. You can't take anything off your taxes for that. But if you're a so-called Holocaust survivor, you can deduct whatever you're paid in the form of reparations from whatever government that, you know, they're willing to pay you. I mean, it's just outrageous. It's what I said. It's an international extortion racket to bleed, blackmail, extort, and terrorize the enemies of the Jews into silence or subservience and to direct our Congress and President into a war against Iran. That's what the Holocaust is being used for now, to beat them over the head and say, oh, you got to defend Israel at all costs. If you don't, there'll be a Holocaust. Nonsense.
Yes, and the other thing about the curriculum, how is, you know, it's state law that they have to teach this Holocaust, and how is that part of history? I mean, I just don't understand how they're taking that time from children where they can actually teach them how to balance a checkbook and teach them this nonsense.
The Holocaust, is in my opinion, okay, is nothing more than political pornography. That's exactly what it is. And it's a mandated law that every high school student has to take a course in the Holocaust. And now, on top of all of that, to give you an idea of the quality of the education that children of Illinois are going to get, there's another law pending in the legislature that will require, before you get your high school diploma, you have to expose yourself to all the joys of the LGBTQ lifestyle. Absolutely incredible. I mean, this is American Illinois education. It's top-heavy with mythical black history, all kinds of perverted sex education, and the Holocaust. That's it. And not a bit of that is going to help you at all in real life when you graduate and you need to find a job. They say, well, what's your qualification? Well, I studied the Holocaust in high school. It's a total farce. Education. All these candidates running for governor, for God's sakes, they all want to blow more money on education. When we've got some of the sorriest records, you know, of achievement here among our high school students. All right? Something like less than 30% even graduate from the high schools in Chicago. And that's almost statewide as well.
And at the same time,
very poor graduation rates, and yet they want to pour more and more money into education. No, clean out the curriculum that is rotten with Marxist claptrap, all right? And then watch the scores rise, okay? And then talk about building better schools. But until you clean up that rotten, filthy, sex-obsessed, Holocaust, you know, obsessed, pornographic curriculum that passes for education in Illinois, I don't think one doggone dime should be spent anymore on education. Really.
At the same time, Art,
I should have run for a state office instead of running for Congress here, because all the damage is being done in this state by the decadent Democratic Party and the repugnant Republican Party. Is absolutely incredible. We have got the lowest credit rating of any state in the entire country. People are leaving the state right and left for better grounds, where they get better business opportunities and better education for the kids, and we're like $170 billion in the hole on our pension systems here in this state. Okay? It's criminal. And anybody thinking to vote for a Democrat, my God, you ought to have your head examined, because they've been running this state for 100 years, and now they just about run us right into the ground. Illinois is becoming nothing but an economic black hole right in the middle of the country.
Okay, Paul, what was your other question?
Yeah, the other statement I wanted to make about Pritzker, here it is. This guy's a billionaire. I don't know if he ever worked an honest day in his life, but it's been documented by the Chicago Tribune that this guy's got the chutzpah to take out his toilets on his Astoria Street mansion. His taxes were to be $118,000 a year, and he paid $18,000 by taking out his toilets, but he's going to talk about adding curriculum and free kindergarten and to kids age four and over. And this guy is not paying his fair share in taxes. In fact, Ian is correct that these people are criminal and crooks that run for office and are in office. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Keep up the great show.
Thank you, Paul. Okay, let's take Andrea in Oklahoma. Andrea?
Yes. Clint Richardson, excuse me, did Corporation Nation and the corporation, the pension hoax. And I think that should be taught to everybody that's on this station. He told me over.
I agree. Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
All righty, we are back, and we have Andrea in Oklahoma, and she had a comment about Clint's wonderful production, The Corporation Nation. So please continue, Andrea.
Yes. Mr. Art Jones, I would say this is your homework assignment. You need to sit down with YouTube and look at The Corporation Nation and the Great Pension Hoax. the great pension fund hoax. And what it shows in there is that our government has taken our tax money, along with the states and about everybody else, has taken our taxpayer money and invested it heavily into the stock market. They own everything from around the world, not just in America, not Apple, not Exxon, not Shell, not the Dow Jones, all of it. They own all of it, including China and Europe. You name any company, and they own hundreds and hundreds of stocks. And when you own hundreds of stocks, you can put whoever you want in that stockholder's board, and they make the rules. If they want Hershey's chocolate to move from Pennsylvania to wherever they moved, that is because of the stockholders wanted to do it.
I want to talk about my platform.
They have
here.
So much money. Listen to me. They have so much money
right
they can pay off the debt three times, and that was back in 2008. They could pay off the debt three times. There's so much money in there.
Okay,
they
are
making a killing.
Get it in there, okay? Are you listening to the program?
I am, but I'm trying to let you know that even Illinois, they have a huge stock account.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Oklahoma, which they all of a sudden lost $1,600,000. And that money went, I'm sure, into buying more stocks and making this state richer, but they claim we're poorer. They're not going to tell us where that money's going. And in these two documentaries that Clint Richards put out, it shows, he breaks it down, each state, how they're profiting. Now, he doesn't tell you where the money's gone and whose pocket it's filling, but it is the most biggest scam, and everybody from around the world needs to know about this information. It is a long documentary, but it is worthwhile seeing, and it is thoroughly thorough. He breaks it down so clean. I don't know how you can fix it, but there is my comment.
Okay, your response, Art.
Yeah. Are you aware that our illustrious Speaker of the House, who's going to retire in January, but he's putting himself right now through this primary race against Paul Neyland, okay, that one of his brilliant ideas, all right, was to privatize Social Security so that the Wall Street vultures could get a hold of those funds. And that would be a total disaster, okay? So the seniors better watch what's going on, right? Because these Wall Street parasites are out there that try and get every penny they can from us.
Okay, we're at the top of the hour. We will be right back with more phone calls, more questions, more comments. Be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-877-877.
928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.